Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till, a little pro-call harem bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. We're having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman. She's helping us. Barbara's helping us celebrate. I'm going to rephrase that, Barbara. I started out saying that in the beginning, but we're not celebrating the 100th anniversary of the income tax amendment, but we are marking it. I don't think
we are marking.
We're not going to celebrate it because it's not.
Yeah.
We're marking the birthday of the income tax, the modern form. And we were just pointing out in the previous segment, Barbara, previous half hour, that the income tax was actually first initiated by Abraham Lincoln during the Civil War, and it was later repealed and found unconstitutional, actually, by the Supreme Court. But the 13th Amendment, the current amendment, the 16th Amendment, I should say, for income tax has held up all these years, and been modified quite a bit. And it's actually, the sad part, Barbara, is it's actually become, it's the graduated method is not a bad method, but the way it's become a political football, in my opinion, has not been good for democracy. What do you think?
Well, what's happened is that so many people have their thumbs in the pie here, that it's just a hodgepodge of interest to promote or restrict certain certain goals, and it's no longer just a revenue raiser.
Right.
We've gotten away from the original point of the income tax was to raise money to run the federal government, and now it's to promote things like adoption or green energy and various provisions come into the law regardless of their revenue impact and the fact that it makes things so complex, and it really has just
polluted
the whole system.
Can you see any pathway to tax simplification, Barbara, with all the lobbying, with all the special interests, with all the entrenched political class that we have up there right now, do you see, what would it take? I mean, I'm trying to imagine the pathway that we could get to that would get us to some kind of income tax sanity.
Well, I think that we really have a big hurdle in that it appears to me that the progressives do not buy the basic tenant that a lower tax rate brings in more revenue.
Right.
They just don't get that,
right.
Which is a truism, in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
and certainly statistics seem to bear
that.
It out.
Mm-hmm. Dynamic scoring is the term.
Right, but for whatever reason, that just doesn't seem
even though it's been proven
fair.
To be true.
It's been proven to be true.
When you lower capital gains tax, for example, you raise more money.
Yeah, that's true. But that obviously hasn't gotten through, because somehow we have to punish those who succeed.
It's about punishment, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it's about punishment for those who succeed and giving back to those who have not achieved as much as others.
And Barbara, this is the most dramatic example of how those chickens have come home to roost on that attitude, the punishment attitude, because one of the reasons why, I'm convinced with all my heart, one of the reasons why the economy isn't doing any better than it is because that kind of language, that kind of punishment language, that kind of anti-success rhetoric, and policies that are coming out of Washington these days is really demotivating small businesses, the small business sector.
Well, you know, the irony is that I think small business owners, people who want to have their own businesses, do it because they love what they're doing. And they're going
right.
to do it regardless. Look at the punishment we take.
Mm-hmm.
It's not only the taxes, it's the regulations, it's the hurdles that we face day in and day out. And so people are still going to do it. Yeah, could things be better if the taxes were fairer? I think, absolutely. But I don't think that the taxes, no matter what they would be, is going to stifle entrepreneurship.
Right. What are some of the things that you're seeing out there right now? You've got a couple of minutes in this segment. Tax ideas, tax planning tips that you'd like to give us this segment?
Well, first of all, one of the points to note is that we're in the midst of the 2012 filing season, getting
right.
ready for your submit your 2012 return, and whether you are self-employed or you have a corporation, if you do not have a retirement plan in place and you find out as your return is being prepared, probably by a professional, that you have been profitable, you can shelter some of that money into a SEP plan. You can set up and fund a SEP plan for 2012 up to the extended due date of your return.
Wow. Is that new?
No, it's not new, but people don't know about it or take advantage of it.
So even though we didn't put the SEP plan in place in the calendar 2012?
That is correct.
You can start a SEP plan and fund it all the way through October 15th.
Extended due date. That's right. So it's September 15th for the corp or the October 15th, your sole proprietor.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you got a lot of opportunity there. Because, look, the best part about the SEP, it's the money going to you.
Right, exactly. All right, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. 10 till, right back with Barbara Weltman. We'll come back. I'm going to ask her one more question about the SEP. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.